on hour number two on this early morning, June the 19th, 2019, the Dino Costa Show on 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. I was just thinking during the timeout, why is it even permissible to talk about the racial makeup of one league versus another? But in the case of the letter writer to the Post-Dispatch, why is it permissible to bring up the racial components of the National Hockey League in any way at all? Why is that a talking point that is not only permissible, but not only allowable, but I think in some cases even encouraged? Why? Why is that allowed? Why is it permissible? Because at the other end of the equation, it's certainly not in my mind. It wouldn't be permissible. It wouldn't be allowable on my show, for instance. If somebody called up my show and said to me, Dino, you know, you talk NBA from time to time. You tell me you've been watching the NBA for five decades. You're really into the NBA. You had an hour-long discussion with a guy that talked NBA with you last night on the show. I just can't get into the NBA. And I said to the guy, well, okay, fine, that's your choice. You know, you don't like the NBA. But then I follow up and say, well, why don't you like the NBA? And the guy says to me, well, you know, I just think that there's too many black players in the NBA. There's not enough white representation in the NBA. I would shut that down in a nanosecond. So what I'm saying is, if it's not, and it's not only on my show, but it wouldn't be written about in any columns in any major newspapers across this country. It certainly wouldn't be something that would be allowed, I would think, in most major newspapers across this country as far as a letter to the editor with someone complaining about, forget about the NBA. Whether it's the NBA, you could throw in the NFL as well. Where someone would say, you know, I just refuse to get involved too much because I just feel that there's a lack of equal distribution of players of color versus white players in this sport or that sport. That would be shut down in a second by most everyone. And they would say, well, you know, how do you think along racial lines like that? Why would you even be thinking along those kinds of lines? I mean, is there something behind this? Do you have an agenda? You know, people would start to think, well, this is a person that obviously has got problems with black people or people of color. To even raise the notion and the specter of complaining or having a grievance about the racial makeup in the NBA, for instance, or in the National Football League, where in both of those respective leagues there are more black players than there are white players, right? So if it's not permissible, if it's not allowable in that case, then why is it allowable for someone to say, well, I in the NHL, and I mean, this just sounds absurd, I know, but in the NHL, there's just, you know, I just don't think there's enough, let's use the word, diversity in the National Hockey League. I mean, if we're going to talk common sense, we're going to talk reality, right? Are we going to keep it real? Are we woke? All right? So if someone is not allowed to talk about racial makeup in the NFL, a white person now is not allowed to talk about racial makeup, or someone would dismiss out of hand anyone nonsensical enough to say, hey, you know something, I just think that there's not an equal distribution of white players versus black players in the National Football League or in the NBA, right? And you shut that down in a second, rightfully so. Why aren't we shutting it down? Why would the St. Louis Post-Dispatch encourage and enable this Jane, whatever her name is, to write the letter to the editorial board that the Post-Dispatch then went about printing in their paper and online? In other words, it's an open-ended question in the NHL, or it's an open-ended question from someone who is non-white to question the racial makeup in the National Hockey League or in Major League Baseball. But for a white person to do the same in either the NBA or the NFL is taboo. You can't go down those lines. Further, if someone says, I can't relate to the NBA because there's just too many, it's just too much black representation for my tastes, for my liking, whatever it is, that, of course, is something where someone would respond by saying, well, this person is either a bigot or a racist or, you know, thinks along lines of color way too much. But you can, and we have seen evidence of this with newspaper columns over the years. USA Today used to run a story almost every single year on the cusp of another Major League Baseball season, and they would cite the dearth or the declining numbers of black representation in Major League Baseball. Then they would have quotes from people of color saying that, you know, I don't know. I don't feel as connected to Major League Baseball simply because, and they would come out and say, there's not enough players on the field that look like I do. This is explored. This is discussed. This is examined. This is taken as legitimate and valid, right? For open-ended discussion about what, you know, what's going on in Major League Baseball, right? But on the other side of the equation, if someone said the same thing about the NBA, and you'd never see USA Today or any paper or anyone anywhere say, you know something, what's going on with the NBA? I mean, the NBA used to be predominantly white at one time. The NBA is predominantly black now. There's, I mean, the amount of black players versus white players in the NBA, the scales tilt overwhelmingly in the black players' favor. What can we do about this? What can we do about this? In other words, white fans, I guess, and this goes back to the Washington Post piece that I read before, where this guy's talking about how white America will only embrace black players who, you know, sit on the sidelines and be nice and smile, yet the overwhelming majority of the audience at NBA arenas across this country is white and not black, right? But you can't say, and of course I wouldn't want anyone to say this, but it stands to reason that if you throw this out there, where you can complain, where you do have stories, where there are grievances that are aired, where people say, for instance, in Major League Baseball, not enough players on the field that look like me. If somebody said that as they were talking about the NBA, you know what the response would be. So a black person says, baseball's losing me. Well, why is baseball losing you? Well, for a number of reasons. I mean, I think maybe the game is too slow, there's not enough action, so on and so forth. But also in addition and concurrent with all of that, I've seen a decline in the number of black players in Major League Baseball over the years. Now, there's a reason for that. And there's a perfectly legitimate reason for that. And it's got nothing to do with nefarious intentions on anyone's part. And I've explored this and I've talked about this on past shows, maybe not here on 590 The Fan, but in other incarnations of my show on other channels, other networks. But you can't say if you're a white person, right, that it bothers you that there's not enough guys on NBA floors across this country who look like you do, yet you can say, you're permitted to say, you're encouraged to bring up the fact that in Major League Baseball, for instance, there's been a decline in player participation with black players, and that's a reason why you feel there's a disconnect as a black person if you're pulling away from Major League Baseball. It's a huge contradiction. Clearly, to anybody with a rational brain, it's a clear contradiction. So why is it permissible on one hand and not permissible on the other? And the reason, real quick, and I won't go into this very long, but there's a host of reasons why there's been a decline and a dearth of black representation in Major League Baseball, and it has nothing to do with any kind of people that have got conspiratorial minds that are looking to keep the game of Major League Baseball, white and less and less black. It has to do with many things, and it's got nothing to do with bad intentions. It's got to do with the participation levels of players, athletes that are playing baseball. Listen, there are less and less white kids playing baseball these days. We have seen an influx in Major League Baseball and in professional baseball's ecosystem across the landscape, minor leagues, and so on and so forth. You have seen the Latin player rise to prominence in Major League Baseball. Okay? Black kids are playing basketball. Black kids are playing football. You still have black representation in baseball. Admittedly, there are less black players in Major League Baseball now than there were in years gone by, but it's got nothing to do with bad intentions or ulterior motives that people have. You throw in the fact that there's more entertainment options available for people right now. This is it's a quick twitch society. People want things now. They want it 5 minutes ago. They like it fast. They like it furious. And that's why I say a lot of white kids aren't even playing baseball these days. My kid has very, very little interest in Major League Baseball. If you didn't know it, I'm a white guy. My kid is white. So it's got nothing to do with bad intentions. It's the cycle of the way that things are going right now. So and playing baseball, of course, is a lot more available and cheaper to play than, for instance, taking up hockey, which is, as I said before, a very expensive sport to raise your kid in over the years because they outgrow a lot of the equipment. The equipment is expensive, skates, shin guards, shoulder pads, the whole thing. So. It's just an interesting sort of a thing where one thing is encouraged to be looked at and examined and really taken legitimately, whereas somebody else is forced not to question anything and just understand that, you know, because what it comes down to is this: the best players play. Bottom line, period, end of story, no matter what color they are. The fact of the matter is there are more black talented basketball players in this country, amazing, marvelous athletes, entertainers, than there are white players of the same ilk. And that's just the way it is. So my answer for people over the years, and I've heard, listen, I've had discussions with people who have told me that they think that the NBA is too black. And my answer to them is, if you want more white representation in the NBA, then you need more white, you need more good white players. Bottom line. And most of the white players that we're seeing that are high-level skill guys are coming from Europe now and not the United States into the NBA. 1243 on the show, 855-282-8255, the Appliance Discounters phone lines. Back to the phones here in hour number two. Steve is on the Dino Costa Show. Hi, Stevie.
If I could go back to being 16 years old again, folks, I would major in five sports in high school because the kids ain't playing. Double D, Disco Dino, stirring it up tonight. But you know what? I've said this all along now. When I was younger, and I used to read the Daily News and the New York Post for the sports section. That's basically how we go to the sports and then the comics. But the New York Post would also run Patriot J. Buchanan's column twice a week. When the New York Post stopped running Patriot J. Buchanan's column, you know what, folks? I stopped buying the New York Post. It was that simple. If you don't like what you see in the newspaper, I've said this for years, don't buy it. Don't talk about it. Don't publicize them. Don't buy the New York Times. Don't watch CNN. That's all. Just turn it off. I once called Bill O'Reilly's show. He was trying to jump on the immigration thing because, you know, it was popular in talk radio. And I said to him, look, it's simple. Let's start a boycott of people vacationing in Mexico. Oh, I'm against boycott. Of course you're against boycotts because you're a phony. All right? That's the bottom
Stevie,
line.
What has this got to do with what I've been speaking about tonight?
Well, what you're talking about, you brought up the article that was in the Post-Dispatch or something about you didn't like what was written in there or something. I just wouldn't buy that newspaper. And you did bring up the complaining about the kids who are playing hockey, guys playing Major League Baseball. But in Major League Baseball, you do have a lot of blacks, but they're not black Americans. They're black Latins. They're black South Americans. These guys, they are black, but they're not from America. That's the difference. They sign these kids at 16 years old, right? And for years, I got after them. I said, wait a minute, you're signing these guys at 16. How about signing the American kids at 16 years old? And these guys, all sports radio, they'd hang up on me. Oh, no, you can't do that. If anybody remembers Bryce Harper was the best, you know, in his early teens, was the best baseball player in America. He had to do hoops to become eligible for the draft. He was ready to renounce his citizenship so he could go to a Latin country so he could sign as a 16-year-old. And what he did was he left high school, he took his GED at 16, and then he went into a community college in Nevada, and that's how he was signed. He had to jump through hoops. The Latin kids, they signed at 16. If I'm 16 years old, right, and I'm in the Yankee farm system, I'm at a bigger advantage than an American kid who's playing high school ball, who's got to go do his homework, do his studying, go to class. College kids, the same thing. They got to pass their classes. They have to show up. You're at a big advantage there. So there is no disadvantage. The thing with the Rangers several years ago, I don't know if you remember, they were doing this big thing, hockey in Harlem. They were promoting hockey in Harlem. And I called up. I said, wait a minute, that's a good idea, but why don't we do this in all the poor neighborhoods in America? Why don't we go to parts of West Virginia where kids are dirt poor, the Appalachian? Why don't we do it over there? After a couple of years, folks, they shut it down. You know why? Because there was no interest in hockey there. That's it. It's that simple. If kids ain't playing, you ain't going to see them playing hockey on a professional level.
The thing that I say all the time, though, is that whenever people bring this kind of stuff up and they talk about the racial makeup of players in this sport or that sport, I find it absurd that people think along lines that the reason why there is a dearth of representation of black players in sport A or sport B or whatever it is because there is some sort of institutionalized racism going on that is diminishing their ability to play a sport. And they want to keep black players out of a sport, which is just, it is so insane to think along those lines in this day and age, Steve, that I wonder if these people, if they've got two brain cells in their head for thinking like this, you know? You could have a Martian land on planet Earth tomorrow, and if he could throw the ball, you know, 100 miles an hour, then there's going to be teams lining up to sign this Martian. He'd have green skin, I think, you know? So Don't tell me about how we live in a country that, I say this all the time, this is the most open, diversified, and tolerant country in the world, bar none. There's opportunity, especially in sports. Nobody gives a rat's ass what color you are. Can you play is the only question. And if you can play, you will be found. And if you're found, you will be signed to a contract and you'll have every opportunity to play. I don't care if it's hockey, basketball, baseball, football, or checkers. You'll get an opportunity to play.
Right, exactly. The 25-man roster in Major League Baseball is open to the 25 best players on the planet if you can get them on your team. In Japan, they didn't do that. Years ago, they used to have two foreigners, not two Americans. They used to allow two foreigners. And I called Talk Radio, I called Mad Dog, and I told Mad Dog to get the Japanese ambassador on the phone and tell him to open up their leagues. And then they finally did open it up. Now that I think they let four or six foreigners into the Japanese leagues. We are very open when it comes to our sports. But a lot of the fact is, and you brought it up, the kids ain't playing it no more.
They're not.
Years ago, you used to have baseball leagues, and you'd have pickup baseball games. I think my generation was the tail end of it where the kids would play. And I would play.
Steve, when do you see, when I was a kid, when you were a kid, we played in an unorganized capacity from sunup to sundown. I'm not talking about Little League. I'm talking about a game at the end of the street. I'm talking about a game in the park where you'd have 15, 16 kids show up, and we would play until we couldn't see the ball anymore. We live in a time now in America where if I'm driving down the road and I see a father and a son merely having a catch in the front yard, I almost drive off the road because I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Exactly. Listen, if your kid can throw left-handed, you should be in the back of your yard throwing every day with that kid because lefties are very desirable in Major League Baseball, left-handed pitcher, just like catches are too. Whatever happened, folks, whatever happened to the kid on the bicycle coming down the street, riding his bike with the glove on the handlebar? You don't see that anymore.
No, that's a part of America you'll never see again. But when you drive past, you know what I see when I drive past, I've told the story before, my late father lived in upstate New York. I went to visit him one day. I got off the highway. I was driving through a small town where he lived, and I saw to the left was down in like a valley. I could see there was a ball field down there because I could see the backstop, and I saw kids that were on the field, you know, and they were all wearing, you know, their different clothes, so I knew that they were playing, and it wasn't a little league thing or an organized game. And I said, "Holy cow! You got to be kidding me! Kids are playing baseball." As I got closer and drove by, you know what the kids were playing on the baseball field? They were playing soccer.
Cricket. Oh, soccer. Yeah, well.
Okay,
yeah.
But you go, so you'll see kids playing soccer. You go past any basketball court, you'll see kids playing basketball. When the hell do you see kids playing baseball? If it's not playing in Little League or high school or traveling teams, when are kids playing baseball in this day and age? Never.
They don't. But baseball is also one of the hardest games to play pickup because you really need teams. You need a field. Basketball, I could come on the court. I could shoot by myself. I could play one-on-one, or we could play with multiple players. Hockey is difficult, also a difficult game to play. But here in the city, we played a lot of stickball. We played stickball every single day. Let me tell you something, folks.
Stickball, softball, wiffle ball, it didn't matter.
Exactly. I would put off vacations in the summertime just to play stickball. The other people going, I was a young guy. I loved playing stickball every day. We played softball in the schoolyard. We played in our baseball leagues. But the kids, they are not playing baseball. And obviously, if you're not playing it, you're not going to see as many kids who should be in the major leagues. I used to call Talk Radio Sports. I used to say, listen, any kid out there who's a good athlete, who's willing to train, except for Ruiz Jr. out there, I said, you could become a professional boxer because the American kids are not getting into this sport no more. So there's an opportunity there for you to get in there and make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money in the fight field, in the boxing field. Now they're in the MMA and they're killing each other in the octagon, whatever. But still, you have to look at these sports and really identify what you like to do. I know a lot of people, I remember one time, they're telling me the kids play soccer, they play lacrosse. I mean, when we were kids, you remember what Archie Bunker said, the soccer players, a bunch of pinkos running around their underwear, right, or their shorts. But they were telling me, I'm putting my kid in there because I want the scholarship. I want to get scholarships. Baseball is very difficult. The rarest thing in college is to get a four-year ride for baseball. It's a very rare scholarship. Not too many kids get it. And that's what they were putting their kids. But it's good to see that the kids are becoming more and more active, but there were also a lot of kids who were just basically couch potatoes.
Well, yeah, that's a big, you know, the people don't mention this, but the biggest problem with kids in our society today is obesity and plopping their ass down in front of a computer for hours on end and not getting out of the house and not exercising and not working their cardiovascular and just, you know, general inactivity, which is a big problem today. And You know, there's another reason as well. I think, you know, when my kid, my oldest boy is 11 years old, and I won't let him, for instance, leave the house on his own to go down to the park and play. And you know, when we were younger, we used to be able to do that, you know, all the time, and our parents didn't have to worry. Today, there's so many psychopaths and degenerates out there. You never know who's going to snatch your kid, who's going to try to do something to your kid. So it's the freedoms that we had when we were younger maybe are not existent at these times for kids today, and that's unfortunate. But you're right about the inactivity and the fact that the kids are not out there playing every day, and you know, the way that we used to play. Whether it was, by the way, whether it was sports related, or it was, you know, building a treehouse, or doing riding a bike, as you said before, or doing any one of a number of different things. Going outside and being outside was like, you know, getting out of jail. Today, kids don't want to go out. They want to stay in all the time because the computer's in the house.
Right. And I'm famous for calling talk radio every year around this time. I used to say, learn how to swim. You never know when you're going in. And I started that, and people would pick up, guys wrote articles in the newspaper. I couldn't believe how many kids didn't know how to swim. And plus, what about an adult? What about if you're an adult, you don't know how to swim, and your kid's in trouble in the water? What do you do in that situation?
Who doesn't know how to swim?
There's plenty, not you, I'm saying, but there's plenty of people I've met who don't know how to swim. Or their kids don't know how to swim.
They don't know how to swim?
Yeah, go and swim. You probably learned when you were a young kid how to swim, right?
Yeah. I took it for granted that most people knew how to swim, at least stay afloat.
Nah, there's a lot of people out there don't. Are you kidding? They don't know how to swim today. Don't go swimming. The kids are inactive. The kids don't do it. Maybe if you're maybe in an area where you live, maybe kids learn how to swim, but a lot of kids have not learned how to swim. A lot of adults don't know how to swim. Some people will be embarrassed to say it, too.
Mm. So what else is going on in my hometown? Bring me up to date.
Well, as usual, we got the rain coming in. The Yankees opened the gates. Yeah, they opened the gates tonight, but they played the game. They got the weather. But you know what the bottom line is? They're opening the gates, going to try to get these games in, because you can't have rain out after rain out after rain. At a certain point, the schedule is going to back up on you, and they got the weather reported would clear up around 8 o'clock, and they played the game. The Yankees won tonight, and Castillon hit the home run. Of course, folks, everybody eventually gets to play for the Yankees. Always remember that. The Yankees have different rosters. Listen, the Yankees always have different rosters during the year. There's one in April. There's one in June. There's one on August 1st. There's one in September. And then there'll be a playoff roster. Don't be too consumed by who's on the team. But I don't like what they're doing to that kid, Clint Frazier. You know, they're giving that kid a hard time about the few errors he made. He didn't talk to the media. They were jumping on him. They were piling on him. And I called in, what do you want to do to this kid? What do you want to do, put him on one of those medieval stretching racks and start stretching him? That kid is a good hitter. He's a good ball player. And they're talking about trading him. They're not trading him. I guarantee you August 1st he'll be on the Yankee 40-man roster.
So the rain continues, and with no let-up in sight.
And listen, I'm really starting to believe. You know, I know you talked about Art Bell and George Norrie the other day. I'm starting to believe, like, maybe the Russians might be behind this or something. They're trying to kill our crops or something. How does it rain every single day, you know? It's like we live in the tropics. I was joking around. It started last July, folks. I was joking around with a few guys I know. I said, listen, we're in the rainy season in New York right now because everybody was bitching it would rain every weekend. And people were looking at me and said, we don't have a rainy season in New York. And of course, I was just joking around, but it never stopped since then. It's almost now a year we've had tremendous rains. And they're going to tell us, watch, in New York, they're going to tell us we have a drought after all this rain. This is what nonsense. You know that's coming next. And also, they passed today, Dino, the New York State Legislature passed it.
I saw that.
Cuomo, yeah. Driver's license for illegal aliens.
How do you get a driver's license in America when you're in America illegally breaking the law? So you're a lawbreaker, yet we're going to give you a valid New York State driver's license.
Right, because what they're telling you basically is we're going to do whatever the hell we want to do, and we want this country to be invaded, and it's going to be invaded no matter what you do, and as much as you try to stop it, we're going to give them licenses. I think North Carolina was one of the first states to do it. Now there's about 13 states that give it, and that's basically it. And why they're doing it is because the states who have the biggest immigration, whether it's legal or illegal, I know the illegals vote, they vote Democratic. It's proven in all the presidential elections.
I had no interest in it tonight. My mother said to me, "You're going to watch the Trump thing tonight?" I said, "Mom, I've got no interest in watching it. None at all. None."
Right. I'm not. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm not too interested in not hearing a bunch of nonsense. Let me tell you something. If Trump call him the Grand Orange. If he loses the immigration issue, he's going to lose this election, folks.
Yeah, and so tonight he had, I don't know how many people in, where was it, in Orlando or Tampa he was tonight? Somewhere
Orlando.
In Florida.
Well, Florida is a big battleground state for them.
Well, of course, but I had no interest. I just I'm a little bit torqued off at Trump these days, and I think we talked about it the other night. So, you know,
yeah, I don't want to get you down, Dino. You know, but I know the show is coming to an end, so most of the audience is getting down. But Dino will be back tomorrow night, folks.
No, he won't. He's going on vacation.
Oh, you're going on vacation? All right, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, enjoy yourself. You deserved it. You earned it. If anybody earned it, you did.
All right, Stevie, have a good night.
You too. Take it easy.
The one and only Steve, the incomparable Steve. I want to thank Lucas Jones. Another great job. It is really good working with Lucas. Thank you for listening to this edition, rendition, and episode of the Dino Costa Show on 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. I'll see you next week. Wake up tomorrow morning with the Ryan Kelly Morning Show. That's actually this morning. Keep it on 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com for the best in St. Louis Sports Radio. Adios. Have a great night. See you next week.